your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, how you doing today? Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Hard to believe that the holidays have come and gone. Man, oh man. I guess that's just a sign of the times. When you get a little bit older, it just starts to fly right by. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I hope you're ready to rock and roll. This is going to be, let me just say, probably the safest thing for me to tell you right now is buckle in. Put a seatbelt on. 2016 looks to be a wild ride. No question about it, a wild, wild ride. And as much as I don't want to have to talk with you about some of these issues, we don't have a choice, because Barack Obama has made it known on his last day of his luxury Hawaii vacation on your dime, millions of your dimes, that gun control is at the top of his agenda, that he is fired up, not to stop crime, but to infringe on the rights of law-abiding Americans, which is exactly what any impending, let's just say, executive action, because the president can't make law. God, as much as he hates that fact that he can't make law, he wants to. What did he say about immigration? I can't do this. I can't do this. 22 plus times or something crazy like that. And then what did he do? He went and did it. And of course, it's tied up in court because he can't do that. But Barack Obama, as we've learned over the years, pay no attention to what he says, pay attention to what he does, because he's a blowhard in a suit. He's an empty blowhard in a suit. He couldn't care less about our constitutional republic. He doesn't care about our Constitution. He doesn't care about the founding document. To him, it's something to twist and turn into whatever he chooses it to be. Fundamental transformation. How do you transform anything fundamentally? You ignore its founding principles at the base. That's how you transform something. You take what is and you twist it and you transform it. And in a constitutional republic, that can only be done by twisting and transforming the Constitution to fit one's own agenda. And Barack Obama's expert at that. Tyrant wannabe. Not to mention the fact it's going to be really sick watching this guy, you know, try to run laps over the next 7, 8, 9, 10 months, claiming all these victories. Worst, weakest president in American history. But buckle in. That's really my advice for you, is buckle in, buckle down, strap in. It is going to be a very difficult year from a news standpoint for gun owners. It's going to be a tough year. It begins tomorrow with Barack Obama's meeting with Attorney General Lynch, and it continues with Anderson Cooper on what network? CNN, the Communist News Network, the Clinton News Network, however you want to phrase it, whatever you want to put in there, use the C for whatever you want. When he goes on a roundtable with Anderson Cooper to try to prepare you for what many people believe will be an unconstitutional act. Let me put it that way. I can't say what I want to say over the airwaves. I would have to be on satellite radio to tell you exactly what I was thinking, but I'll let you put two and two together and make five out of it. You're smart enough to do that. So the year 2016 begins with a warning. A warning to be prepared. Mentally, some of you physically. But be prepared. What you saw in 2015 from what I call the un-Americans has only just begun, as the song says. It's only just begun. And it will continue long after Barack Obama is gone. Now, on a positive note, Barack Obama will be gone. The commander of weakness in chief will be gone. Not prepared to tell you who I think is going to replace Obama the first Tuesday after the first Monday. in November this year, of course, the election year. Not prepared to go there yet. I'm prepared to tell you, you better hope who it's not. That much I can tell you. We're in for, I don't want to talk about it right now. We'll have to talk about that as we get closer and closer to November. Let the Republican primary unfold. But for now, strap in. Because no question, it's going to be a tough year. Gun control is on the beginning, is on his plate. This is what he wants to have for dinner. This is what he's fired up for after spending millions of your dollars. What we're going to talk about with you today, and a lot of positive things I want to give you, the reason that the unhinging and the ungluing of the political left, and again, it's very important. I want this to be a theme throughout 2016. The reason the left is coming unglued is because, in fact, you are winning. That's why. And I want you to remember this. I want you to take this to the bank, that no matter what Barack Obama signs on Monday, it is nothing but a problem, a solution to a problem they created to search for a solution so that they can claim they did something. My guests today are, we've just got an A-list for you for the rest of this program. It starts off, let me just give you the last names. These are names that you'll know: Gottlieb, Corwin, McCabe, Hill, and Kodria. Yes, second hour of the program, the Alan Corwin experience. It wouldn't be too, we couldn't kick off 2016, could we, without an Alan Corwin experience, so we're looking forward to that. And in the remainder of this hour, we'll get some words of wisdom from Mr. Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. We will carry this conversation forward with him, and I'll go to him right now, and then we'll push this into the remainder of the next three segments, then we'll move into the Alan Corwin experience. Then we're going to give you, in the final hour of the program, the remaining last hour, we're going to give you a good old-fashioned Armed American Radio Roundtable. Remember the roundtable? I thought at the beginning of 2016, this would be one heck of an idea. Let's kick our feet up. So much to talk about. Can you really talk about this for an hour every single week? Well, the fact of the matter is we don't have enough time today together to talk about everything we need to discuss with you. Thankfully, that's why we have Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. So lots to go with here. Buckle in, strap in, grab something cold to drink, a beverage of your choice, maybe a little bit of popcorn, and turn up the volume. Let's go to Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, we need to strap down 2016, don't we? Let's put our seatbelts on. Is that good advice?
It's great advice. Happy New Year to you, Mark, and to all your listeners. And
Happy
we have
New
a fight
Year.
On our hands. We have a fight on our hands this year, so we need to be strapped in for it real well.
How do you think it's going to play out? Were you surprised? Let's start with this before we close out this segment. Were you surprised to see Obama close out or make a statement on the last day of his lavish, luxury, taxpayer-funded, extravagant Hawaii vacation, what, third, fourth, or fifth one, that he, I think is maybe his seventh one, who knows, loose count, tens of millions of dollars in our taxes. Were you surprised, Alan, to see him focus entirely on guns on his impending return to Washington? Did that surprise you?
Not at all. I mean, he's been telegraphing this now for well over a month. So it was to be expected. Everybody in the media knew about it. Everybody in the media has been reporting that this is what he was going to do. And I think, quite frankly, that this executive action he's going to take, quite frankly, is a test balloon or a trial run, so to speak. If he can get away with it, I think you're going to see something really severe as an executive action come after Election Day and before he leaves office.
Okay. I'm glad you said that. That's been something that we have flirted with over the past year. And in fact, you and I have discussed it privately off air. If it's okay with you, I'd kind of like to go there. Let's kick off 2016 with a bang, and let's make some guesses here. People need to understand, you need to understand, wherever you happen to be listening to Alan and I talk about this today, what it is we discuss off air. This, I'm telling you, that's why I tell you, man, you know, you got to have your heads in the weeds. Your head's got to be in the weeds, but at the same time, you got to be able to take a break from this stuff. Tune into shows like this and learn something every single week, because we're going to educate you. I wanted to talk with you about that, but it's kind of frightening. Do we need to be scared?
Yeah, I think we do. I think what he's going to try to get away with here is something that's fairly moderate in his executive action. And if he can get away with it and it can stand, and Congress doesn't overrule it, or the courts don't overrule it quickly, I think what's going to happen is you're going to see him come back with something really bad after the elections. It doesn't impact who gets, you know, a Democrat maybe getting reelected to the White House and before he leaves office, so that he leaves us with this quote unquote anti-gun rights legacy. And we have to fight it after he's gone.
Well, he's clearly in bed with another gun hater, Michael Bloomberg, New York City's former mayor. When we come back, I'm going to ask you what does really bad mean? Armed American Radio continues with Alan Gottlieb right after this. Put your seatbelt on, please. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Thank you. The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
All right, two of my favorite things bringing us in from the break. A little bit of Cracker, some old Cracker from the 90s, some alternative rock and roll. Great stuff. Look them up on iTunes or wherever you happen to buy your music, whatever it is, from the Google Music or Google Play, whatever it is, or iTunes, and check out Cracker. Some great rock and roll. You can really crank that stuff up while you're driving down the highway and lose yourself. The other thing is the Second Amendment Foundation, the SAF, saf.org. Now, I'm not one to preach to you often, right? But if you're not a member of SAF in 2016, you have some soul searching to do as a gun owner, and I mean that. The gloves are off in 2016. It is no longer time to play nice. I'm not going to be nice as we move through 2016. Barack Obama does not represent one thing that I stand for as an American citizen. In fact, he stands in stark contrast to everything I'm teaching my children. And 2016 is too important for what you're going to hear. You're going to hear us discuss why in just a few moments. But I need you to head over to saf.org, make a donation, and join. Look, I've got a plaque up on the wall of the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios right now that says The Defenders Club. Life membership, it's $150, and I know it's after the holidays, and I know those bills are piling up. No question, I'm in the same boat you're in. Dig into the cushions and do what you can do now. It has never, ever been more important, and that is a fact. We need all the help we can get. And by the way, if you're a gun-owning Democrat, you have some soul-searching to do. We'll talk about that later in the program with Alan Corwin. Alan Gottlieb, welcome back to the show. We said strap in, buckle in, going to be a tough year. And you told us that you thought this was a trial balloon. Let me read you a little bit about what CNN is reporting. Of course, CNN at 8 p.m. tomorrow. Obama will sit down with Anderson Cooper on CNN at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, for a one-hour event titled Guns in America. Frankly, it ought to be titled Crime in America, and he ought to be sitting down in Chicago. But that wouldn't fit his political agenda, which is not crime in Chicago, but rather your guns. So let's not forget that. Which also happens to coincide with the fifth anniversary next Friday of the shooting of former Representative Gabrielle Giffords. And we all know about what she's done with her husband and the hypocrites that they've become. Obama will also take questions from the audience. He has repeatedly expressed his frustration with Congress's unwillingness to pass new gun laws, and has frequently spoken out about increased gun control in the wake of mass shootings, according to CNN. Obama also plans to meet Monday with Attorney General Loretta Lynch to discuss options for tougher gun restrictions, and is expected to announce soon an executive action with the goal of expanding background checks on gun sales. Maybe they know more than we do, but that is what we expect him to do. More on that in just a moment. And CNN admittedly says plans for the action are not complete, and unforeseen circumstances could delay an announcement. But gun control advocates, that means Bloomberg and Everytown, who have been sitting in the White House, in the Oval Office, with Obama, are expecting the new actions to be revealed next week ahead of Obama's annual State of the Union address set for January 12th. He made that earlier because we got to change. Let's just change everything. Tradition doesn't work in America. Meanwhile, CNN says gun control advocates and White House officials say the focus remains on the so-called gun show loophole, which, by the way, is non-existent, which allows certain sellers of guns at gun shows and elsewhere to avoid conducting background checks before making sales. So, Alan, let me start with this. Let's start with this gun show loophole, which doesn't exist, and CNN made a little mistake here, which they say, which allows certain sellers of guns, at gun shows and elsewhere. So now the gun show loophole is elsewhere, Alan? I thought a gun show loophole only applied at gun shows. Did we just see CNN basically admit that there's no such thing as a gun show loophole when all they're talking about is a private transaction which Americans have been making between themselves since the 1700s while at a gun show? Does that mean, Alan, that if I make it in your driveway, it's the Alan Gottlieb driveway loophole? Help me out here.
Well, I think what you're really trying to get at is the Second Amendment loophole, which they wish they could eradicate and rip up the Second Amendment so there wouldn't be a loophole to allow you to own a gun to begin with. And that's where the gun prohibition lobby is really coming from. We talked off air, or texted, I think, the Second Amendment Foundation, where we approved copy today for a national TV ad against Obama's executive orders. Right. That's now going to run next week. And when we run on national TV, I'll tell you, we're not spending any money on CNN. Obviously, CNN, for this town hall and this open round table where people could ask Obama questions, they didn't invite you or they didn't invite me. And I'm sure there's nobody pro-gun invited, period. This is a staged event by CNN, and it's not a news event. I mean, they are sitting there carrying the water of the White House and Obama's anti-gun administration. And it's absolutely disgusting to even try and pass it off as news.
You know, interestingly, I'm going to go ahead and make this prediction. I'm going to tell you, they are going to have somebody pro-gun. They're going to have the pro-gun NRA plant phony member. I'm going to bet you money that you're going to hear somebody stand up and say, "Hi, my name is Bobby, and I live in New York."
I'm sure you're right, but
I'm an NRA member.
Yeah, but there'll be nobody there to ask Obama the question, why under current law, when somebody lies on a form, on the background check form, you know, to buy a gun and they commit a felony, why doesn't your administration prosecute them? Nobody's going to ask them that question. So it doesn't really matter what gun laws you pass or what executive actions Obama takes. If you're not going to enforce the laws that currently exist, what good is throwing any new ones on there besides putting roadblocks in the way of legitimate gun owners or creating a national database on legitimate gun owners? And that's what this is really all about.
No, it is all about that. Let's take that a step further. The question that needs to be asked, because it is going to come up tomorrow, you're going to hear Obama say this: if we can stop just one, don't we have a moral obligation to do that? My response to that is absolutely not. We don't have a moral obligation to do that. What we have is a moral obligation to protect the rights of hundreds of millions of law-abiding citizens and not to screw them out of their rights because of the actions, illegal already, of that one individual. Now, is my thought process twisted? Am I wrong, Alan?
No, of course not. But what he wants to do is just stop one, meaning if we can stop any one person buying a gun, period, isn't that a good thing? Because he doesn't want anybody to own a gun. That's really what this, again, is all about. Look at the Justice Department. What their job really is not to sit down with Obama and find ways by executive action where they can strip people of gun rights. Their job is to defend the Second Amendment and the Constitution and protect citizens' individual rights. This administration's Justice Department has never done that once. That's why groups like the Second Amendment Foundation have to carry all the water, going to court, bringing lawsuits against cities and states that violate our rights, because Obama's Justice Department does not stand up for any of our rights when it comes to firearms.
They come after the rights. Their knee-jerk reaction is to come after the rights of law-abiding citizens rather than protecting the rights of law-abiding citizens for the actions of criminals. Now, the Brady campaign, clearly involved in tomorrow's deal to a certain extent, will no doubt have the following statement: we've stopped over 2 million criminals with background checks. My question to them would be, where are those 2 million people? Are they in prison? We'll be back right after this with Alan Gottlieb.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 4guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's oneof4guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you, we had a caller call in during the break and ask, really just kind of an across-the-board question, I think really born out of frustration, as a lot of law-abiding Americans, are millions of you feel the same way. And it essentially the question was, why can't we do something? Why can't we do something about Attorney General Lynch and the people who are assisting the president in making these decisions? Do we have the ability to recall these people? Alan, I'll bring you back into this. These are presidential appointments. It would be very difficult to do that. And it is the president making the decisions based on the advice that he's being given. He is the commander-in-chief, and it makes me sick to my stomach after seven years to have to say that, because I'm tired of this guy and I'm tired of these constitutional end run around Congress. If I don't get what I want, throw a tantrum. I'll digress, Alan, but can we do anything? I mean, you're the one in court. How many cases does Second Amendment Foundation have right now? 30 plus across the country?
Yeah. Something about that number, in both in the state and federal courts. Mark, I guess I could say this way. You can't go to court and remove somebody from office like this. It just doesn't work. The courts will throw it out. The courts will say that's what elections are for. Unfortunately, elections have consequences, and one of the consequences is Barack Obama and Loretta Lynch. So the problem is we have to rectify the situation next November when we have our national election, and Obama's out, and make sure that somebody like Obama, who I'm saying is Hillary Clinton, doesn't fill his place, and somebody who's pro-gun rights and supports the Constitution gets elected to that office, and then they can appoint attorney generals who will defend our constitutional rights rather than attack them.
Which is exactly what we need, and I appreciate your help in answering that question. I know the question to the caller was born out of frustration. I understand that. We do get a lot of questions, Colin. In fact, we had a question come in from Detroit before the show even went airborne about some of this stuff. But we generally don't bring them on air because we don't want to change the direction of the program to too many different You know, we could just go down any road, and we don't want to do that. We want to stay focused on the topics at hand. But thank you for calling in, and don't let that stop you. If you have a question, please do call in and ask, and we'll be able to get it to them. Alan, let's go back to we started a little bit with the. With what we expect from Obama immediately. Now, clearly there's impending action being done. Let's take it a step further. The gun show loophole, mythical gun show loophole, which is nothing more than a private transaction conducted by private individual, which Americans have been doing since the 1700s, at a gun show. Where else would you expect that to occur? Because if I wanted to find a buyer for one of the firearms I had in my collection, that is exactly where I would go, where there are thousands of like-minded people who are interested in buying and selling firearms. That's the way it works. Now, we expect him to redefine, correct, what constitutes a seller, which would then, regulatory-wise, not legislatively, then require, through an executive order, that individual, if you will, to then get a federal firearms license, is what we expect him to try to do, force that federal firearms license down the private seller's throat, requiring them to get a background check, regardless of where they conduct a sale, correct?
Correct. And I think, you know, this is interesting because it's a reversal. When Bill Clinton was president, he decided there were too many licensed federal dealers out there. And as a result, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms couldn't really regulate or investigate, you know, the dealers out there and couldn't enforce the laws. And as a result, decided we should have less dealers. And so the Clinton administration basically redefined who had to get a dealer's license. And if you were an occasional seller, selling something out of your collection or trading a gun out of your collection, you didn't have to have this FFL. I think what Obama's going to do is rip up what Clinton did. This is ironic. And go putting it back now where we're going to have more FFLs in the pool. The interesting thing about this is going to be, one, there's no money that Congress is appropriating for the BATF to be able to, you know, go through the procedure of licensing these dealers, or for that matter, the increase in background checks. There's no additional money to conduct those background checks. So two things happen here. One is going to be a bottleneck in the system that all these new people that are now swept in by Obama saying you have to have an FFL to sell your firearms. What's going to happen is that it's going to be a problem in getting the ATF to do the investigations and the, you know, face-to-face meetings and the form approval for these people to get FFLs. That could take a whole lot longer than the statutory limitations are there right now, which allows us to go to court, by the way, if he does that. And then the second part of that is going to be, it's a gem up of the FFL approval system. So when people, you know, call in to get the approvals, there's no more staff there for those approvals. So the approvals aren't going to go through instantaneously. It's going to take a lot longer time, thereby impeding legitimate, lawful gun sales. That's what Obama's really trying to do.
Impede legitimate, lawful gun sales. That's the end game here.
That's definitely the end game. Okay. I mean, if he could, by executive action tomorrow with his pen, eradicate the Second Amendment completely, we know he'd do it.
Oh, there's no question he would do it. There's no question. He has told John Lott. John Lott has, as I'm not putting words in his mouth, I have recordings of it. It's on this show. John Lott has discussed on this program many, many times his conversations with Barack Obama when they were both at the University of Chicago, and Barack Obama flat out telling him he didn't think, nor did he think or want anyone to own guns in America. There's no doubt in my mind he would eradicate the Second Amendment. And this is the positive note, Alan, that I want people to take away from this. While they hear us discuss this, because we have to, people need to understand that he can't. So calm down, relax. It's one infringement at a time, and we will unravel it. We will win this war. We are winning this war. It's just, you know, we've got, every once in a while you got to climb a hill. Alan, going back to something you said, I would like to submit to you that there would only be a bottleneck in the system if, in fact, there's 100% compliance. Let me give you a real-life example. A friend of my mother a number of years ago, her husband had recently passed away, asked me to come over and take a look at her firearm collection, and it was astounding. It was her husband who had passed away, had a firearm collection up in their attic, and she was kind enough to have some help and bring it out of the attic and lay these firearms out across a room, and it was incredible. There were firearms predating the Civil War going back, oh my gosh, I don't even care to harbor a guess at the value of the collection, all the way up through modern firearms of today, through, you know, your typical polymer frame Glocks and XDs and so forth. She was interested in getting some prices and selling those firearms. So if I read what I'm hearing correctly from you, she would then be required to get a firearms license, or Barack Obama's objective would be for her to get a firearms license to sell those firearms? Or
I guess it's an alternative to that. She'd either have to get that a federal firearms license, or she'd have to sell all those guns to a federally licensed firearm dealer.
All right, now, in order for the system to bottleneck, there's going to have to be compliance. Now, you and I both know, when it comes to compliance, that if I wanted to sell my firearm to my neighbor who I've known for 12 years, I'm not going to charge him $35 and get a background check. I'm going to sell him a firearm.
Well, Mark, right now, legally, you couldn't even charge him $35 because you don't have access to that background check system. I mean, if this government really wanted to have a background check system that would make sense, maybe they'd have something where you or I could call into a phone number and find out if the person we're selling a gun to is disqualified or not. We are not legally allowed to do that. We don't have access to that database. I mean, the government doesn't want that to happen. They want to have a national registration database. So they don't allow us to call in to find out, hey, can I sell a gun to this person? Here's his driver's license number. Here's his social security number. Is he legitimate? You know, can he own a gun? We're not allowed to do that. They don't want to pass anything simple like that. They want to do something that creates a national database that so the government knows who owns the guns and where they are.
Would that happen to be why Anderson Cooper gets all flustered? And I'm sure we're going to hear this come out from him during their objective news report with Barack Obama at the objective news town hall regarding guns in America. No doubt we'll hear this from him. But they will then make the assertion that we do this with cars. I mean, I heard Anderson Cooper back in 2013 tell Emily Miller on a split screen with some Democrat strategist and her, you know, look, I'm buying a car now. I have to go through hoops. It's a pain in the butt. But, you know, I'm willing to do that. And, of course, Emily Miller reminded him the difference between privileges and rights, et cetera, et cetera. Now, is that their ultimate goal? Obviously, if they want to keep going to the automobile, that's registration. So we're taking a break. When we come back, I want to talk about what you mentioned in the first segment, and this is the scary part of the conversation. I want you to strap in, go get yourself a beverage. You're going to want to hear this. What do we think is going to happen after the election in Obama's last 2 months if this, in fact, turns out to be just a trial balloon? Don't go away.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. What an honor and a privilege to be here with you. You know, this is year number seven of this program. It is hard to believe, and I know I say this frequently, but I can't help it. It's almost laughable today. My mom, bless her heart, I love her to death. She's one of my biggest fans, if not my biggest fan. Listens every day, corrects my grammar all the time. What would you expect from moms? Can you really talk about this every week for 1 hour? Wow. Yeah. Well, that thought never went through my head because I knew we could. 1 hour went to three, 3 hours a week went national. Hundreds of cities across the country on 170-plus radio stations. We are continuing the growth push in 2016, that much I can promise you. And now Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Don't be surprised if I push to have that move to 2 hours. I could certainly spend the time with you each and every day. So thank you for your support as we round out hour number one. Let's go back to Alan Gottlieb. Alan, I've got the computer screen off. If you were sitting in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios with me now, I'm not looking at anything. What I want to do, and it is literally blacked out, I want to talk with you a little bit about what you said in the first segment. And that was that you felt this impending, imminent executive action might very well be a trial balloon. Coming from you, and I know you, I know you well enough to know that you would not say that if you didn't feel it, that there was something more dangerous planned. So my question is this. Is it possible through some regulatory loophole, and God knows I hate to use that word, that Barack Obama might, after this, in the coming 1 to 2 weeks, whenever he announces his tyrannical move, that he might decide somehow that he wants to add a certain class of firearm and what they would refer to, no doubt, as assault weapons, maybe to the NFA or just flat out make a grab for a class of firearms that he doesn't like? What do you think? Tell us how you think this could manifest itself after the election.
Well, first, let me approach it this way, Mark. Let's make the assumption that the elections are over, and if a Hillary Clinton were to win, my guess is whatever executive actions he'd put in, she'd defend. If a Republican were to win, obviously a Republican could, you know, by a stroke of a pen, remove anything Obama went and did. But let's say Hillary Clinton were to win, Obama leaves the White House. Whatever he did is now left for the next president and the courts thereafter. And he can say, here's my legacy, here's what I did, I'm out of here, and then we have to fight it out in court in 2017. What I think he's going to probably do is something like you just mentioned, you know, move so-called semi-automatic assault rifles to an NFA-type registration system. He might try that. Remember, he already tried once and then walked away from, because he got, there was so much heat over it, banning, you know, a number of 223 you know, ammunition from sale in the country.
Right.
He might try that again. I'm sure he would, since that's already on his radar screen. I'm sure that there's all kinds of enforcement techniques and methods they could do to make it more difficult to be able to process a gun. You know, the regulations for what the Form 4473 looks like and what questions get asked on that are not codified in law. They're just regulations. And he could sit there by executive order, you know, and change that one-page form to a 40-page form, violating all your rights of privacy, asking all kinds of questions that don't exist right now. There's all kinds of things he could do. And my guess is anything he can think of, I don't want to suggest them on the air, because I don't want to put any ideas into his head.
Well, you've given us a lot of food for thought, because this is part of it. Speculation is very difficult, obviously. However, when we're in the weeds with this stuff every day, we do ask these questions both on and off air in private conversations amongst ourselves and others.
Yeah, and Mark, we have to have those. We have to have those conversations, because we have to be prepared for what might happen. We have to look at all contingencies and look not just the playing field of what how it exists today, but how it might exist tomorrow and what attacks we might face in the future. So we spend a lot of time, you know, game planning out ahead of time
right.
what might happen, because if we don't, we can get caught flat-footed.
Well, I like to look at those are brainstorming sessions. You know, for example, I'll use personal. When you and I talk about these things, we had a text conversation last night, and we talk about certain issues and what we think might happen here and what might happen there, and that leads to other discussions and ideas come out of those types of conversations. Now, you basically what you did was you set up my next question for me. From the Second Amendment Foundation standpoint, clearly there's going to be a lawsuit. Now, the GOP, who knows where their head is. Now all of a sudden, Paul Ryan yesterday and today is coming out. Now I'm going to repeal. After giving away the store, now he wants to repeal this. Now he wants to repeal that, so rather than take a stand. So I really don't want to make any predictions about where the establishment is yet. I don't have a lot of faith in the establishment. What I do have faith in is you, and I have faith in the Second Amendment Foundation, based on the many successes that you've had over the years. Clearly, there will be some type of action, legal action, as there was with his unconstitutional immigration executive order, to immediately put a stop to this. My guess is that Barack Obama will never see the result of this as president, the impending executive action. Is there any truth to that? Am I right? I'm on my right track there.
Well, you're probably on the right track. My guess, though, is Obama doesn't want a court action that he's going to lose right now. So my guess is every executive action he takes is going to be on grounds that he thinks he can win on in court. And then we're going to see when he can do that, if he can do that or not be challenged in court. Then we're going to see what comes after the election before he leaves office. And that's going to be the really severe executive actions. Again, this is his trial balloon, in my opinion.
All right. Well, that opinion is highly regarded. And one, let me tell you something, wherever you happen to be today, when Mr. Gottlieb says this, I'm going to ask you to pay very, very careful attention. This is an individual who has taken checks to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars from Rahm Emanuel. This is an individual who has spearheaded and led court fights across this country that have changed law in Washington, D.C., in the city of Chicago. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mark, I want to interrupt you for a second, because when you say I've taken checks from Rahm Emanuel, they weren't voluntary checks that he gave me,
right?
Or ones that I didn't ask him for. They were court-ordered mandated checks to pay for our litigation and when we beat the city of Chicago in court.
That's exactly. I'm glad you clarified that point. It wasn't something that he willfully gave you. You took it from him. That's why I want you to pay very, very careful attention to what you hear on this program. So, Alan, let's go just another step further. Who will be doing the suing? Who's going to lead this fight? Are we going to have to rely on the GOP establishment who has just let us down year after year?
Well, they're not going to be the ones suing, but I think you're going to see, quite frankly, Republicans in the House and the Senate do what they can to hijack funds away from what Obama's executive action might be so that there isn't any funding for it. I expect that to be the congressional battle. The legal battle in court, you have to have plaintiffs and injured parties first to be able to go to court, and that takes some time to put together. And again, we're speculating, not knowing what he's going to do, and I'm thinking it's more of the trial balloon type thing. He's going to make it as difficult as possible to be able to file a suit against what everybody's going to do right now. It's after the election that's when everything's going to hit the fan.
All right, so the big concern right now is we know what's coming. We think we have a pretty good idea of what we're going to see. The big one, you believe, is going to come between November and January, correct?
Yeah. I think what you see now is more symbolism over substance.
All right, well, that's good to hear from you. Not what we wanted to hear, but it's information we have to pay attention to. Alan Gottlieb, founder, Second Amendment Foundation, thank you, sir, for everything that you do. SAF.org. Get involved. This is not the time to be sitting out in 2016. Strap yourselves in. The Alan Corwin Experience comes to Armed American Radio next. Not something you want to miss. And we'll be talking about you too, Texas. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. Prepare to defy and go buy a new gun tomorrow. I'll be right back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.